Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
2 Utah advocacy groups have sued Kevin O'Leary and Fox News for defamation over comments made during a campaign to push an AI data center. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is July 18th, 2026. I'll dive straight into what changed and why it matters. A viral post on the Wall Street Bets forum titled roughly, "Welp, that's my life screwed up forever," drew about 4,000 upvotes this week after a trader described a devastating leverage loss. The thread immediately split into dark humor, practical recovery advice, and blunt warnings about options and margin risk. The community response ranged from mockery to offers of mental health help. Watch this, because these posts are repeating evidence that retail leverage creates systemic mental health and platform conduct problems, not just meme fodder. Micron's rally is still the dominant story on the stock subreddit. The post arguing why MU is a huge buy notes the shares have risen nearly 700% in the past 12 months. The bull case centers on an AI-driven surge in demand for DRAM and high-bandwidth memory, tight global capacity, and big domestic investment plans. Commentators pointed to an analyst consensus and quoted SK Hynix's CEO warning that next year could be the worst year in the industry's history from the supply perspective. If you're following AI economics, keep an eye on capacity announcements from Samsung and Chinese foundries. They're the variable that can undo the narrative. Reporters are now documenting a security shift inside the tech world. Several executives at major AI firms are traveling with armed bodyguards after threats and hostile protests escalated. The reporting links the change to chilling incidents like mock body bags left outside campuses and targeted threats against homes. And one outlet quotes company spokespeople saying personal security budgets and travel plans have changed. This matters because when the heads of engineering start cloistering themselves, it changes hiring, public engagement, and the political pressure around AI oversight. In multiple cities this week, photos and first-hand reports showed pole-mounted automatic license plate readers from Flock Safety being disabled or cut down, and online communities celebrated. That physical pushback followed on-the-ground reporting that directly challenged the company's public line that its system doesn't track people. A local reporter demonstrated how the cameras plus the cloud database can be used to reconstruct a vehicle's movements over time, which is precisely the feature critics have warned creates searchable location trails. Those trails matter because Flock already operates at scale. The company works with thousands of law enforcement agencies and has installed what reporting describes as tens of thousands of cameras across dozens of states, numbers that turn a single pole into a node in a much larger network. The Los Angeles Police Department recently said, in a blunt line that's now being quoted in city halls, "This contract is not being renewed because of serious concerns around civil liberties and civil rights issues, particularly around privacy and the data that is being collected from these cameras." On the policy side, towns are doing the predictable things: audits, renegotiated access rules, retention limits, and in some cases, outright pauses. But the street actions complicate that. People cutting towers risks criminal charges, evidence tampering claims, and the very legal disputes civil liberties groups prefer to win in council chambers and courts. The Reddit conversations mirrored that split. Some posters praised direct action and posted memes. Others urged legal routes and warned about escalation.
My read is practical. The technology's technical capability to create longitudinal, searchable plate histories is now public knowledge, and until states or municipalities set strict rules on sharing, retention, and warrant thresholds, those tensions will keep flaring between police utility and public privacy concerns.
Two Utah advocacy groups filing suit against a celebrity backer of an AI data center brings a second, related angle into focus. The local fight over infrastructure can turn into national courtroom theater. The complaint alleges that Kevin O'Leary repeatedly smeared opponents as agents of the Chinese government while lobbying for the project in Box Elder County, and it accuses the network that aired those remarks, Fox News, of amplifying the claims. The suit includes a line accusing O'Leary of launching a national smear campaign built on absurd falsehoods, and network statements say they will vigorously defend themselves while noting they publicly corrected the record in places. The concrete legal issue is straightforward. If plaintiffs can show false statements caused reputational or regulatory harm, defamation remedies become available. But the broader consequence is more interesting. This is where local zoning fights collide with national politics and media incentives. You have an investor seeking to build AI capacity that communities worry will bring environmental strain, water use, light and noise, and perhaps sensitive data flows. Rather than meeting those concerns, the allegation is the campaign turned to nationalized fear of foreign influence. That strategy can win short-term headlines, but invites costly litigation and could chill public debate if high-profile figures start being held legally accountable for repeating unverified lines on cable. Redditors on the thread split along familiar lines. Some were furious at the alleged smears, others focused on the environmental footprint of data centers. But the take that matters for policymakers is this. When infrastructure fights are nationalized, solutions move from planning commissions to lawyers and judges, and that tends to prolong projects rather than resolve community concerns.
Those two stories, cutting towers and a public defamation suit, are linked by a single structural pressure. The rapid growth of AI compute and surveillance infrastructure is colliding with local communities that don't trust either the companies or the narratives being used to sell projects. Expect more of three things on that front. First, more local ordinances and procurement rules that limit data sharing, require transparency about who has access, and cap retention windows. Second, higher transaction costs for firms building capacity, legal challenges, extra security, and PR playbooks that no longer assume public affection. And third, escalating reputational risk for media platforms and pundits. A repeated pattern of amplified claims that turn out to be false makes litigation a plausible tool for organizers who feel smeared. If you care about where AI gets built, watch municipal council agendas and 13D filings alike. Local politics and corporate finance are increasingly the same battlefield.
If you want one thing to follow this week, watch how local governments rewrite data access and retention rules. Those ordinances will determine whether pole-mounted cameras and new data centers operate with oversight or just more secrecy. I'm Alex Morgan. Debug the hype.
Debug the hype. Where the builders talk it through. Oh, yeah. From the glitch to the glow, every line, every clue. Debug the hype. Tune in, take that ride.